Michael Jackson faces 10 felony counts, the most serious being charges of child molestation. Under the statute, we do know that it's classified as serious, and what that would include is some type of penetration, some type of oral conduct, or some type of self-pleasure type of contact. Whether Michael Jackson is found guilty or not, one thing is certain. 20 years of increasingly bizarre behavior will be a crucial issue in his trial. I think it's a double-edged sword that Michael Jackson has this reputation and he's seen as a bit of an eccentric, more than a bit, quite an eccentric. You know, for some people, it will suggest, of course, he committed this crime. I mean, the man is just odd. He lives by his own lifestyle and he doesn't follow the rules. Other people will see his side of it and say, wait a second, maybe they're just picking on him because they think he's freakish, but that doesn't make him a criminal. To some, the outlook is bleak, whatever the verdict.
If Michael Jackson is found guilty and goes to prison, his life is ruined. If Michael Jackson is found innocent, his life is still ruined.
If Michael goes to jail, it'll kill the mountains of love he has to offer this entire world. And this world needs love at this time.
Michael Jackson is an enigma, the result of a unique set of circumstances. Can we ever truly understand the mind of someone who is so removed from our notions of reality? Everyone connected to Michael Jackson has their own opinion, but where the truth lies may only become clear at next year's trial.
Why does Michael Jackson have security cameras and alarms all around his bedroom?
They don't go in there to have sex, they go in there to play.
There's nothing inappropriate about the type of love he has for children.
Neverland is just a big place to molest children. That's all it is.
From my viewpoint, there's no possibility it can be true.
He will say it's the media. He will unleash his fans on me again and say it's me. He'll say it's you. He'll say it's Uri Geller. He'll say it's anybody but him. But it really is just him. He is a victim of his own very, very damaged mind.
At the center of all of Michael Jackson's issues is Michael Jackson. And he's the one that, you know, is just perpetuating this problem that goes on and on and on.
Instead of having insight into himself and being able to change and evolve and develop, he's stuck. It's a nightmare to be someone like that. It's really horrible.
I think he's had a unique set of circumstances that make Michael Jackson who he is. The problem for the rest of us is trying to understand it.
Stay with us on 5 as we peel away the layers of another flawed icon and examine the curse of Radio 1. That's next.